All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us.
Yes, buddy, here I am.
And I got to thank Andrew Dice Clay for coming in. I like that guy.
I love him. I love his hot chick.
Yeah, I can bust his balls because I've known him for years. I've known the guy since the 80s or so.
He was so excited he could say that on the radio.
Yeah, he's a good guy. And I didn't want to say this in front of him because, you know, he has like a certain image.
Yeah.
But when a lot of comics his age were, you know, had kids, they were on the road and they ignored those kids. And Andrew Dice Clay raised two great kids.
Stand-up father.
Yeah, he's a good guy. All right, it is a little after 9 o'clock. That must mean the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Hickory dickory dock.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Don't give me that look, Tim. It's a nursery rhyme.
I used to get in trouble for that, right?
Yeah, I got in a lot of trouble for repeating things that Andrew Dice Clay would say. And I was a little girl in Kansas.
You were a big fan.
Huge fan. I remember watching his Madison Square Garden special on our big old TV that like swiveled and it was crazy. And
that was a big special.
Very high tech.
I watched it. My brother and I would watch it over and over and over.
Were you in third grade?
Yeah, about there.
Wow.
Third, fourth grade.
Look at you,
yeah,
man.
Big fan.
And now you got to meet him.
Yeah, it's kind of a thrill.
I loved how he was staring at your breasts.
You know what? Anymore, I don't notice, but with him, it was a little bit of a compliment.
Now, did you think in third grade when you were watching the Jack and Jill went up the hill? You think that one day he's going to be staring at your cans?
No, and I am so blessed. They are so blessed. Right. I feel like they've had holy water thrown right
sprinkled
at them.
Sprinkled on them.
Of course. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
All right, Gina, what's happening in the news, baby?
Well, this just in. The Lakers were not able to pull off a win tonight against the Boston Celtics. I am sorry to tell you,
Tim.
They
didn't come back from 40 down?
They sure didn't. The final score is 131-92.
All right. 131-92. What is that? 37, 38, 39, 39 points?
39
points. 39 points.
But you said it was going to be a blowout.
I said it was going to be a blowout. I said
but that's not 30. That's like 65 points is a blowout.
You don't think 39's a blowout?
Yeah, okay.
Oh. I don't know, man. I think 39 in a final is a
terrible.
Blowout.
Yeah.
At least in my opinion is. But if you bet the Celtics, you had to give four and a half points, you still won by 35 points. That's a blowout.
Yeah, that's a blowout.
Yeah, you could have somebody could have put their mortgage on that game, on this game tonight, and had no house payments for the rest of their life.
Wow.
If they had just taken what they owe on their house, so they owed $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, somehow get that money, put it on the Celtics, you would have been scot-free in that house. And I called it last night. I told you it was going to be a blowout.
So the people that bet on the underdog, which was the Lakers, they lost their shirts.
Yes.
Wow.
If they, whatever they bet, they lost.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Bet 1,000 out of G.
Wow.
Nobody bet the Lakers, though. I don't think anybody did. All right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina Grant?
Well, yes. Many gay couples headed to county clerk offices around California today to get marriage licenses. After the state Supreme Court's decision legalizing same-sex marriage took effect late yesterday afternoon.
Oh, boy.
Thousands of couples are expected to marry around the state in the coming weeks. However, it is not clear what will happen to those marriages if voters approve a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November that would ban gay marriage.
Uh-oh.
But for now, it is a joyous occasion for same-sex couples, and we have audio of one very happy couple in particular. In our first clip, we have some audio of former Star Trek star George Takei talking on Extra yesterday about his boyfriend, how they ended up proposing to each other.
Wow. All right. George Takei. Takei? Takei. Proposing to this young man.
Tomorrow's a big day when we get our license at long last, and it's going to be in September, and we wanted to give ourselves some months to go through the delicious anguish of planning for it.
It takes a lot of work to plan for a wedding. Well, actually, George was watching TV, and the news flash came on, and I dropped to my knees, and I said, George, will you marry me? And George said,
darn it, you beat me to it. I had my mouth full of sandwich then, so I couldn't quite do it then.
I'm sure.
Oh, wow.
Sandwich. That's what they're calling it these days.
I had my mouth full of sandwich. Wink, wink.
Yeah, dropped to his knees.
Yeah, one guy goes to his knees, the other guy's got a sandwich, man.
I love hearing him talk, though. He's awesome.
What? For the people who are anti-gay marriage, I have one question to ask you.
Yeah.
Yesterday, gays got married. How did it affect your life? It didn't, right?
Not one iota.
So let them get married. Who cares?
I have an announcement to make.
Uh-oh. You're going to get married?
Gina.
Yes. Uh-oh.
I think we should.
Oh
my God, really?
Finally. Yeah.
I'd like to have this on record. I might get a little misty. This is my first marriage proposal.
You're really hot. And I've been, you know, sort of looking after you for a while now.
Wow.
And
Sam, yeah. I do. I will.
So you guys going to go
five.
With, are you going to go with Sam Grad or Gina Phillips?
Oh.
I kind of always wanted a hyphen. So
oh,
Gina
did.
Phillips Grad's kind of hot,
and
right?
Sam Phillips Grad.
Ooh. Sam Grad Phillips.
No, I think you get to...
No, you should be Gina Grad Phillips and I should be Sam Phillips Grad.
Or what if we combine it and we were the Grad Lipses?
Ooh. Ooh my.
I think that's hot.
Well, anywho, the next clip we have is Mr. Takei explaining the difference between a proper marriage and a quote-unquote separate but equal domestic partnership.
Ooh. All right, here we go.
Well, because it is a marriage. You know, they can find other names for it, but separate but equal, it just doesn't
cut it.
Yeah, I don't want to be domestically partnered to George Takei. I want to be married to George Takei. And beginning today in California, I can legally marry George Takei. I'm the happiest guy in California today.
Wow. To us, it's about...
Yeah. I wish that kind of stuff made me that happy.
I'm really happy by that news. It made my day, actually.
Yeah,
every
time I heard a clip in the car, I would get a little misty-eyed today. But Tim, ooh. I wanted to say this on record, on the air, that I asked two of my gay friends today how they felt, and they said, this is the scariest day of their life.
Why?
They're a little disappointed because they don't want to get married. And they always thought, you know, because I'm gay and I'm a male and I don't like commitment, I am now absolved. I don't ever have to have this talk with my boyfriend. We can just say, hey, sorry, we can't do it. But now there's pressure.
Yeah, you know, there's
and they're
be,
not
there's,
happy.
There's going to be a lot of guys say, you know, would you be my husband? And there's going to be a lot of guys say no.
Yeah.
And walk in Santa Monica Boulevard.
And there's going to be a lot of guys crying, man.
Yep.
You know, there's going to be all of the downfalls that heterosexuals have with marriage, including a 50% divorce rate, splitting up property, the whole deal.
I think a lot of gay people would be glad for that.
You know what it's going to do? It's going to turn a lot of gay guys straight. Because that was the last sort of, you know, the last reason to be gay is you didn't have to get married.
Yeah.
And now you guys are going to go, wow, I can get married now? Screw it. I'm going back to chicks. That's what's going to happen.
Well, lastly, after finally getting their marriage license today, George coined a poignant new catchphrase on their way out of the courthouse, and we have some audio of that.
All right. Here we go. George Takei, man.
It's an exciting day. It's a historic day.
May equality live long and prosper.
There he goes.
Oh, may equality live long and prosper.
This is the music they're going to play at George Takei's wedding. Here it is, George Takei getting married.
Can you make the Star Trek sign with both hands?
Never saw an episode.
But this is a sign. Can you do that with both hands?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I can only do it with my left hand.
Yeah, me too. Oh,
oh
wow.
My God!
Yeah.
Wow, you have talent, Tim.
Star Trek.
Damn.
You're ambidextrous.
I guess it's splitting the four fingers like a V.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, yep.
I can only do
my left hand.
Maybe I'm gay.
Aren't we all happy?
All right.
Well, I don't know if either of you saw in the paper or heard today that the two oldest women, I think it was 82 and 87, were finally able to get married after, God, 55 years
wow.
or something. And Jesus Gavin Newsom performed that ceremony for them, and I couldn't keep it together.
Wow.
It was,
wasn't he the doctor on Love Boat, Gavin Newsom?
I don't think so. He
was the captain, Gavin McLeod.
Yeah.
He's the captain on the Love Boat.
Gavin Newsom McLeod. Is that his middle name?
All right. No, he's the mayor of San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
Right.
It was lovely.
And so the 80-year-old chicks got married?
So so the mayor says to the 87-year-old, do you take this woman to be your life partner, blah, blah, blah? And she goes, you bet I do.
Oh,
just like that. She sounded a little like Danny Bonaducci, actually. And it was lovely. It was really sweet.
Great.
crazy.
You know, you're old when some of your kids can't attend your wedding because they passed away from natural causes.
That's pretty old, buddy.
Yeah. Might be too old to get married. I don't know. All right.
Beautiful.
So congratulations.
I say if you have a breath, you can do it.
Congratulations to everybody. And how pissed off are the two of you heterosexual women who these guys are getting married to guys?
I'm not pissed.
And girls are getting married to girls. And heterosexual men are getting married to heterosexual women. And the two of you are still single. Everybody else is getting married.
Sam just proposed to me.
I just proposed to Gina Grad. Did you miss that earlier?
Yeah.
We're gonna be lesbian life partners.
Yes, domestic partnership, Tim.
I'm sure Dad Grad will really appreciate that.
He'd like you. He'd like your spunk.
You're engaged. Look at that, the two of you.
Does that mean I have to get you a ring now?
I don't really wear jewelry.
Oh, wait, here.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Please.
Andrew Dice Clay's top.
All right.
Thank you.
Anything else in the news there, Gina?
Yes, I'll take my ring first. Thank you, Slammin. Oh, sweet. Well, I have some news that's not quite so gay and happy.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Well, with gas prices climbing to almost $5 a gallon, commuters to Los Angeles are coming to the conclusion that it would be cheaper to rent a place in L.A. to save gas money than commute to L.A. Uh-oh. From their homes in places like Valencia and Riverside. Other solutions that people have been coming up with have included corporations allowing their employees to, quote, telecommute, which is really just a fancy way of saying working from home. But at the end of the day, many Southern Californians are opting to pick up stakes in their faraway suburbs and move back to the metro area.
Is that right?
Yes, where they can be closer to work.
Wow, look at that. People are coming back to Los Angeles.
Yep.
All right, anything else in the news, Gina Grad?
That's what's happening.
All right, Gina Grad, everybody, with the news.
The news with Gina Grad.
Jack and Jill went up the hill.
What, but too much?
Give us 8.5 minutes and we'll give you a headache.
That's it. Actually, Gina Grad Phillips.
Yeah, look at the two of you.
My new wife.
You guys will get divorced. And you know, I can't wait for the first gay divorce.
Princess doesn't like that.
It's probably going to happen next week. Really, find out what it's really all about. All right. The last news story that Gina talked about is the gas price. And I paid last night $4.98 a gallon.
Damn.
$4.98.
Jesus Christ.
That's what I thought, Ernie.
Clearly that wasn't at ARCO, was it?
It actually was at ARCO.
You're kidding.
No, but I've got a Subaru that's a turbo, so I got to put in the high octane.
The 91?
Yeah, 91, I think.
Yeah.
And or they call it the high test back when I was a kid. But a lot of people are moving back from Apple Valley, Rancho Cucamonga, Valencia, Thousand Oaks, Ventura, back to the city. Because of gas prices. And there's a lot of people out there making major moves in their life because of the price of gas. What is the major sacrifice that you've had to make here because of these effing gas prices? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, there are a lot of people that live out in Valencia. And, you know, they buy, there's some homes out there that are expensive and beautiful. I almost moved out there to Copper Hill.
Oh, nice.
But there are a lot of people out there who bought, you know, homes that would be less expensive out there than there would be in Sherman Oaks or in Encino. And now they're thinking of selling their place and moving back to Sherman Oaks or Encino, Tarzana, the West Valley, the West Side, downtown, Los Feliz.
But the money that they're going to save on the gas, aren't they going to have to spend more money on the place if they come back into town?
Yeah, but they're tired. See, the reason why people moved out to the suburbs is for a couple reasons. One is the crime. They didn't want their kids to be able to walk around at night or during the day without having keep an eye on them.
Right.
Another one is the cost of living is better the further you get away from Los Angeles.
Schools,
in
I think,
some
are
parts. The schools are much better.
Right.
But now there are, you know, because these gas prices are so high, that the housing price is about even, you know, with the money you're going to spend in gas. Like, my commute to work every day is, I believe, 19 miles.
Wow.
And if I lived in Valencia, it would be at least double that.
Right.
So, you know, I get 20. It would cost me $20, $25 a day to get gas just to get from Valencia to downtown Los Angeles. So if you figure $25 a day, $125 a week, that's $500 a month. And for $500 a month, I mean, you're talking...
That's,
you know,
a bag of weed, dude.
Well, I mean...
I mean, for me.
Yeah, but I'm... But that's...
You have a family,
that's like
so.
A quarter of a mortgage payment for a lot of people. You know? So,
I wasn't thinking of it like that.
So what are the drastic moves you've made because of these gas prices? Are you moving back to L.A.? Have you decided to sleep at a friend's house? And there's a lot of truck drivers really hurting because these gas prices. Because now, you know, diesel fuel is up way past $5. It's like $5.30 someplace.
I know it's affected relationships because when I host A Single Life, that's come up before that. Guys don't want to take chicks out. They don't want to drive.
Gas prices?
Yeah. That, you know, geographically undesirable. Guys don't want to date chicks that live far away.
Oh, geographically undesirable. Yeah, that's a whole new element.
Oh, yeah. So, like, if you live in Orange County, you ain't banging some chick up here. You're going to stay local.
Well, I don't know. Listen, if you're going out a guy who's so effing cheap that another $1.30 a gallon, he's going to say no to you.
Hey.
Then it wasn't a great relationship to begin with.
But, you know, everybody struggles here in L.A. Everyone's on a budget. So I can understand, like, you know, sort of $1.30. I understand dating in your area and not really wanting to travel. It's expensive.
Well, I understand dating in your area only because there's always traffic.
Right, right.
And it takes you 2 hours to get from, 2.5 hours to get from Torrance to Valencia.
And then imagine all the gas that you're wasting. Yeah.
And a lot of people have moved out to Apple Valley and Victorville, and, you know, they live up in the high desert, and now they got to make that trek down the 15 and up the 15 especially. You know, going home, that's got to cost them, you know, $20-$30 round trip.
I say get a new job closer to home. Why are you going to move into the city to avoid the gas of driving to your job? Just get a job by your house in
Apple
Valley.
There aren't that many jobs out in Victorville or Apple Valley or Lancaster or Palmdale. There's just inexpensive homes out there.
There are. That's true.
Not a lot of great jobs out there. All right, 520. How are you effed up by these gas prices? 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Sam Phillips is sitting in.
Here I am.
Yes, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Don't forget to go watch Andrew Dice Clay this Saturday at The Grove, 8 p.m. The Grove. Check him out.
In Anaheim.
And we're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us.
Oh, yeah.
Nice to see you slamming salmon.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for having me.
And gas prices are killing everybody. I paid $4.98 a gallon last night. Never paid that in my life.
How much does it cost to fill up your car?
$69.65. I remember exactly.
Wow, mine costs close to $100.
Oh, yeah, you have a Hummer.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You bought that just at the right time, huh?
Hey, but thank God I only live 7 minutes away from where I work.
Yeah, that's true.
And thank God everything I do is in a 10-mile radius of where I live.
All right. Gina Grad had told us about a news story where people are moving back to the city to avoid these expensive commutes. Is that you? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Joe in Agoura Hills, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Very well, sir. How are you?
All right. What's going on with you?
I literally moved on Saturday from Valencia to Agoura Hills because I just got hired at a software development company out here. $150 a week in gas.
Jesus Christ. From Valencia to Agoura Hills, did you take the 405 to the 101?
All right. To get from Valencia to Agoura Hills before I moved, it was the 5, the 405, the 118. Depending on the day, I'd either take the Soto or Topanga to the 101.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, you heard the logistics on that. It's not fantastic.
I know. It's a pain in the
ass.
That's
a lot of gas.
There's got to be a freeway. I know there's, I think, the 33 out there.
No, you take the 118 to the 23. But that's for a minute.
I know, but the 23 sucks. We need another freeway along Topanga Boulevard from the 118 to the 101.
We need a damn monorail is what we need. I don't know if you watch The Simpsons, but we need something a little different than what we got.
Well, I mean, the West Valley really gets screwed because in the East Valley, you have the 118 you can tool around in. You have the 5. You have the 175, the 101, the 134. There's a lot of freeways in that area.
I'm waiting for a freeway to be in the sky for, like, the jetpackers.
Oh, yeah. You'll be waiting for a while, huh?
Yeah.
The 405 is the last north-south route until you get to the 23, and the 23 is a two-lane piece of crap anyway.
Yeah, no, it's horrible.
We need a subway or freeway along Topanga Boulevard.
No subway.
That
a freeway.
Fantastic. You can't do a subway in L.A., though. You got to worry about that with the earthquakes and whatnot.
Well, listen, it's been around for a long time.
It hasn't gone, yeah.
I think they took it into consideration that the earth is moving around here.
Well, I mean, all I got to say is I'm not exactly, I work white collar, but all the money I wanted to put towards retirement had to go to gas.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
Oh, you're thinking about retirement already?
How can you not? It's scary. I'm not going to get Social Security.
You spend your money. Go to Vegas and enjoy yourself. All right, Joey, thanks for calling, dude.
Hell, I don't even think I'm going to get Social Security.
I hope I get it.
You know what? Do you know how much they take out of my paycheck for Social Security, effing security?
How much?
As much as, like, California State.
How much do they take out?
I don't know. I can't. A lot. They take a lot. And I know I'm never going to see that money in my lifetime.
Yeah, I'm paying a lot, too. I'm paying, I think, $1,000 a month in Social Security.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too much.
It's nuts. Hopefully it's going to somebody.
I know. You know what? I hope it goes to somebody who needs the cash. Who cares? All right, let's go to Mike in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, dude.
What's up?
Hey, say hello to Sam Phillips sitting here.
Yo, buddy.
What's up, Sam?
Just hanging out here with Conway.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, actually, I end up changing working from home to drive to work from Santa Monica to the Valley because of the whole gas prices.
So you live in Santa Monica.
Right.
You used to work in the Valley.
No, I used to work in Santa Monica from my home. Now I commute to work because of the gas prices.
Why?
I actually changed jobs. Well, now I used to do mortgage financing, and now I sell an oil and gas investment.
How's that working out?
With the prices of oil, it's working out great.
Oh, I see. So you made some money.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, good for you. You're one of the exceptions.
So I hope it goes over. It'll go over $5 pretty soon. So.
Right, and you're hoping it goes to what?
$8.50.
That's where you'd be happy?
No.
Get out of here.
Do you know right now in London, gas prices are $9 a gallon?
Is that right?
Actually, £9.
Yeah, but nobody really moves around in London.
Do you understand £9? That's like $18, dude.
Yeah. For a gallon?
A gallon of gas is £9.
Well, I'm not moving there then, Sam. That's expensive.
Oh. Clearly.
Yeah.
See, now it doesn't seem so bad here in Los Angeles.
All right. Shauna in Riverside, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Gas is killing you, huh, baby?
Yes, it is. I commute every day. I've been doing it for over a year now. I put it like the other caller said, 150, maybe a little bit more in my car.
A week?
Yeah, a week. And then it's so funny. I was at the pump in Hollywood pumping gas in my car. One of the news reporters from Channel 7 News, she interviewed me like last Friday, but they never aired what I had to say.
Oh, hell.
Because after she looked at my receipts, because I happened to keep my receipts, and we tallied it up and whatnot, and then she said, okay, did I want to say something on the news regarding the gas prices? And I said, well, you know, I don't know what to say. And she said, well, let the president were watching, what would you tell him? And I thought about it, and I said, well, usually, I said to, what I told her was, usually after I get effed, I get a chance to smoke a cigarette. So basically, that's what it's like pumping gas for me. It's like that.
And mine is the cigarette.
Guy's name or number.
I don't know why I don't know why they didn't air that, Sean.
No. But what you're saying also, Sam, is true. Dating is horrible because of the fact that I live in Riverside. Most of the men I meet, because I'm in Los Angeles all day at work, are in L.A. They don't want to meet me at my house or meet me halfway.
And they don't want to pick you up, and that's really rude.
No. And, you know, I can understand it right now because if gas is about, if you're taking $50 to fill your tank up just to come out to see me, then dinner,
right,
and then a movie or whatever the case may be.
You're
and
expecting
they're not quite
something.
Sure they're going to score either.
Oh, yeah.
No,
now you have to get a guarantee before you get in that car.
Exactly. And they want it in writing, too, with pictures attached.
Yes. All right, thanks. Hey, we're going to give you some...
Oh, yay, I was going to say, can we give her a prize?
Yeah, let's give you tickets to burn more gas in that car.
Oh, thank you.
Family four-pack of tickets to see Chivas USA battle the New York Red Bulls at the Home Depot Center on June 28th. Visit cdchivas.com. I'm sorry, cdchivasusa.com.
Isn't that soccer?
I think it is, yeah.
Ooh, nice.
A lot of people like the soccer. For all the latest in Major League Soccer action. So that's June 28th. We'll put you on hold and get you those tickets.
A nice four-pack for Shauna.
All right. And how about the extremely biased reporting from ABC? If the president was listening, what would you say to the president? As if he's the one jacking these prices up.
I like what Shauna's response was.
Which was, yeah, it's like having a cigarette. How about that?
Yeah.
ABC's extremely biased reporting of, well, obviously, it's the president of the United States' fault. What would you tell him?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Bobbo, that ABC, man. All right, let's talk to Mark in Orange County on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, dude.
Dude, I've got everybody beat and not in a good way. I owned a small trucking company with five trucks, and on the 16th was my last day out of business.
You shut it down?
I had no choice, not to mention I have to downsize my whole life now because I'm used to making a certain amount of money. And a week ago, I had to voluntary surrender my car.
Is that right?
I couldn't afford the payments on it anymore.
Jesus Christ. So that doesn't count as a repo. It's just, I guess
well,
it's
mean,
sort
it'll,
of
it'll, well, I've got four truck loans at $450 a week for each one.
What are you going to do with those?
I just had to surrender them all.
What kind of trucks were they?
I had two Peterbilts and three Kenworths.
Oh, so you were hauling some heavy equipment.
Oh, yeah, I ran all over the country. But, you know, the last time I fueled up was in Fontana, one of the trucks, and it cost me a little over $1,275.
How long does it take to fill up one of your trucks?
You know, the high-speed pumps doesn't take very long.
I want to know how far you can go on $1,275 worth of gas.
About 1,300 miles.
Oh, my gosh.
And how many gallons does that truck take?
Well, the truck I had, it would run anywhere, depending on how heavy the load was and going up hills and whatever. I could get about 1,300 miles out of a tank, about between 4 and 6 miles per gallon.
Right, but how many gallons are in the tank?
Roughly about 250.
All right, so you have 250 gallons. How long would it take you to fill 250 gallons?
Maybe 5 minutes.
See, now this is what, I mean, I hate to say this, but because I sound like an a-hole in the light of the fact you're losing your business, but can't they put any of these goddamn high-speed pumps in regular gas stations where we all go?
Well, you know what? You'd think they could because, I mean, these things pump out, I'm pull up, fuel up 200 gallons, and then they're paying for it in probably 10 minutes.
Now, you know what? I watch NASCAR on... You know, on a regular basis, once or twice, three times a month. And I see these guys pull into the pits there, and they throw 20 or 25 gallons of gas in that car in 6.8 seconds.
And change the tires.
Yeah, they change the tires, they change the windshield, they do everything in 9 seconds. Yeah. I pull into a gas station, it takes you 20 minutes. You just keep seeing it slowly go by. Isn't there any way to speed this up?
Well, that's because you got people in there paying with pennies now.
Yeah, I know. Ales.
Amen to that.
Well, I'm sorry you had to do that, buddy. What are you going to do?
Mark.
What are you going to do for a living?
I've been putting in applications. I got to go back to being a company driver.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, I wonder if 97.1 needs any drivers.
Yeah.
There we go, man. There we go. I run to Florida and back in less than a week.
Florida and back in a week?
Those skills could be needed here.
What are you driving? 18 hours a day?
I that would be illegal. Nobody does that.
What do you drive a day then?
19?
The limit.
About 850, 900 miles a day.
But you can't, I mean, there's a legal limit to how many hours you can drive?
Yeah, you can only drive 11 hours a day. Well, legally you can drive 11 hours a day, then you have to sleep for 10, and you can't work longer than 14 hours in a day.
And isn't it true that you guys put like a lock on the truck so drivers don't go over the amount of time that they should be on the road?
You know what? There is some, like a lot of companies now, because of the fuel prices, they're doing some unbelievable, things to the drivers. So it's choking a lot of the drivers. It's just choking them out of business because they can't make any money. The companies are running their trucks at 62 miles an hour.
Oh, boy.
They're limiting people to 100 gallon or 200 gallons of gas a day, which means at 3 miles, 4 miles to the gallon. They can only run, you know, let's say 600 miles a day. So, it's killing the trucking industry. And people will start to feel it when their bread gets to be $6 a loaf because everything goes in a truck.
Good point.
Yeah, and, on the upside, it gives you another couple hours to hit those lot lizards.
Oh, you know, yeah, because the extra money that I save in fuel, I can spend it on girls with only three teeth.
Hey, which is better, a creeper sleeper or a lot lizard?
You know what? I don't know. I've never really. I guess it would be the cost nowadays.
All right, I'm sorry that happened to you, buddy.
Me too.
Hey, It can only get worse. I mean, better.
Yeah, it's going to get better.
It's going to get worse.
All right, man. You take care of yourself.
You guys have a good night.
All right, there he goes. Jesus Christ.
See,
had to
that's
give up
an
his
extreme
business because of the gas prices.
Example of what's going
Holy
on.
Holy Christ. Yeah. All right, has gas completely effed over your life? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Guy has an answer on why you can't pump gas quickly into a passenger car. We'll talk to him and find out why. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. We're live at 97.1 for AFM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us. Nice to see you, Sammy.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
And the gas prices are killing everybody. Gabe in Norwalk, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to contribute my theory to what's going on with the slow pumps.
Yeah, why do we have to sit there for 20 minutes for our gas tanks to
fill?
Well,
my theory is that it's, they're trying to...
Please, if you don't have a theory and you don't know, and you also don't speak well, just listen to the show. Just sit there and come on and give us 20 minutes of...
Or get to the
Press
theory
on!
Quicker.
Yeah. Gene in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
Hello, Sam Phillips and Tim Conway Jr.
Hey,
how are you?
Genie, man.
Wow, sexy little thing.
What's up with you and the gas, man?
Well, I used to have a... fabulous job. Before I had that fabulous job, I was a stripper. Yeah, a little topless dancer, a little shake, shake, little nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Wow.
And I had my normal job, was making great money, but I had to commute. And after the gas prices, couldn't do it anymore. I realized there was a lot more strip clubs around my house than my other job location. So, yep, back to
stripping. Now, when you go back to the stripping... do you have to work out for a couple months before you get back to the to interview?
Actually, to be perfectly honest, I hate saying this. Yeah, I did.
Oh,
how old are you, Jeannie?
I'm 26.
And when you walk in to the strip club and you say, hey, I'd like to work here, do they say, all right, let's see what you got?
Well, I hate to toot my own horn, but back in the day, I had a little name for myself. I did the cover of little... dance magazine. I had a billboard going for a while, so they knew my name. So when
do we
I went
know
back,
your name?
If you're from the stripping world, maybe.
What name do you strip under?
Meridian.
And what clubs do you work?
Well, I've worked all over, but currently I'm at Jumbo's Clown Room and also at the Candy Cat too.
Oh, so a Valley stripper.
Yeah. Well, Jumbo's is Hollywood.
Oh,
so
I thought Jumbo's was North Hollywood.
No, it's on Hollywood Boulevard, just east of Western.
There
so that's
go.
Even commute for me. I'm like, eh.
Oh, man.
Are they tipping well, these guys, or do you see the crunch there, too?
It's a little bit of a crunch, but I'm going to be a smart stripper right now. They say that when the economy goes down, the bar prices and the bar income goes up.
Yeah, it does.
Business.
And also, but you know, the competition in strippers goes up as well.
I'm pretty cute, so.
Listen, I'm not taking anything away from you. I'm just saying that there's going to be a lot more chicks wanting to get up on that stage.
Yeah, but none with the name Meridian.
Thank you. Yeah, no, there is competition, yes, but if you know what you're doing and, Sam Phillips, come on, speak up for me. You're a gorgeous woman.
I'm here for you, dude. I'm coming to Jumbo's Clown Room. I'm gonna tip you myself, sweetie.
Hey, do you have a website?
No, I do not. I used to, but not anymore.
Or MySpace. A lot of the guys want to check you out.
I can't give my MySpace. It's my real name.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
All right. It's not under Meridian?
No.
Meridian.
Like I just started doing this again from maybe a month ago.
Right. All right. Well, that's cool.
You're going to kick ass.
What was the other job you left stripping for?
I was a professional makeup artist.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So you do your own makeup. You're probably pretty hot. All right, well, Gene, we thank you for calling, baby.
Well, thank you so much.
Take
you guys
care
have
yourself.
A love
and
night.
Good luck. Is that a totally nude place?
No, Jumbo's is a bikini. Candy Cat's topless.
Oh,
I'm right. Going to bring you to Candy Cat's.
Like Miss Sam Phillips, I've got fabulous boobs, so,
Wow, and I bet you didn't have to have 10 surgeries to have fabulous boobs.
No, I've only actually had one, but I want to go a little bit bigger.
Yeah, Sam's had 10 operations on her breasts.
And that was just on one.
But when she takes that bra off, it looks like she's only had 9 operations.
Sam Phillips, can you do the boob bounce? Can you flex the boobs?
Oh, yeah, dude, because it's under the muscle. They do go crazy. You want to see Tim? No. You want to see what?
Yeah, they go nuts.
Did you see that? It's like a string is pulling them out to the side.
Yeah.
See, that's a $20 right there.
He doesn't like that.
You should get into the stripping game,
Me?
Sammy.
I did it for a little bit when my Penthouse issue came out in 1993.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would love to see you guys at one of my clubs. I'll give you a big old booby motorboat hug.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
All right, Meridian. Thanks for calling, baby.
Thank you.
All right. There she goes, everybody.
At
Look at that. The gas
way...
price. They're putting hot chicks back in the strip bars.
Well, at least there's a place for her to go make some cash.
At this point, let's go $8-$9 a gallon. Come on. Hey, Gina, how high does it have to go to get you back in the bar?
To get me back over there?
Yeah.
Or to get you there to begin with? How about for a
Only
first time?
A couple more dollars. You might be surprised.
Dude, you would do very well with those Hooters. She
used to be a nude model in college.
Yeah, but that was for like art school. That wasn't even like real.
I'm much better at standing still naked than dancing naked.
And you're totally comfortable standing in front of like the art class totally nude.
Yeah, except for the first time when I blacked out. After that, it was smooth sailing.
You blacked out?
I was so terrified I forgot to breathe, and I woke up, and my robe was kind of like just thrown over me, and all these kids were staring at me all scared.
Did you feel violated?
No, just lightheaded. But like I said, if I don't have to move, I'm good.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
All right, man. There she goes.
Oh, boy.
That's Gina posing nude. She's down. She's down. The nude model's down.
Princess doesn't like that.
All right. All right, let's talk to Tim and Whittier. You're on 97.1.
Yes, hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? You're going to like this story.
All right.
My wife, we live in Whittier, and she commutes 55 miles one way to work every day, 5 days a week.
Where does she work?
She works in Dana Point.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so she's driving 110 miles one way, 5 days a week, just to get to work and
What
back.
Does she do for a living?
She's a server out there at a resort.
Yeah, but aren't there resorts closer to you?
I was just going to say.
No.
Oh, I bet she works at the Ritz, right?
I can't say where she works, but she works in
the St. Regis. She works at the St. Regis.
She works at the Ritz.
No, she works at the St. Regis.
We just got married. We're going to be married a year. We're thinking about moving out there when we're getting married, and we're saying, no, you know what? We can just afford to, you know, just commute. But now these gas prices going up, man, we're about to have to move out there.
What does she pay a week in gas?
Her gas monthly is about $500 to $700 a month.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I hope she gets paid well.
Tell her to get out of that business and do what Meridian's doing. Get
stripping.
Back in stripper living.
I don't think so.
You're one of those jealous types?
No, I'm not jealous. Just I don't think she'll do that.
She doesn't got the look?
Yes, she does, but don't think she'll do that.
All right,
you're
dude. You're
terrible.
A big stud, man.
Conway,
All
you're
right,
terrible.
Thanks for calling. Jeff in Canoga Park. You're on 97.1.
Hello?
Hey,
buddy. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I've been working with Fuel for about 12 years now. And the reason for the slow pumps is when you put the fuel into the tank, it displaces the air, and cars generally have very small vents. So you got to vent the air out.
Right.
If you don't, you can collapse the tank and all kinds of bad things happen.
Right, but why don't they make bigger vents?
That's the automotive industry for you.
Yeah, but
so
I mean,
then the trucks have big vents and the cars have little ones?
The trucks are usually just a big open top, and you just kind of stick it in, and it all vents out the top.
Oh,
I see. All right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but they've got to keep these passengers. The gas tank is so protected in the car nowadays that you know, they hide it down behind that back seat. But they used to be. I remember the old. I used to drive a Ford Mercury wagon that could seat like 9 people. I could take like 9 people to the airport. I used to drive that to high school, and that gas tank on that thing used to be right in the back. I mean, where if you were rear-ended by somebody and you're carrying 25 gallons, it was over.
Wasn't that like the old Bugs, the VW Beetles? Weren't the gas tank like right there if you got in the front or in the back? Like the gas tank was right there, so if you smashed...
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But I know that the Mercury had 25 gallons of gas sitting right on the jump seat where the kids used to sit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
All right, we got to take a break here. We'll come back and have more show for you. We got a great topic in the 10 o'clock hour. Talking about the guys losing their man cards.
What?
Yeah, guys who do like, not gay guys, but they do gay things.
So straight guys don't act so macho.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them that you're going to get your card taken away from you, man. All right, it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us.
I'll make sure that you keep your man card.
And the Lakers are still playing, and they're down by 78 points now. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
And it's a 4:30, and I'm shifting gear. When she's lonely.